Shalom Aleichem. Good to see everybody back. It's right now, the time that we're in, the day that we're holding in right now, is in general, for a lot of reasons, as we'll see, is a very special Eis Ratzon. It's a very special time of Ratzon that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has dear this time. It's an Eis Ratzon, it's a Zman that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is excited about, is looking forward for, and it's a Zman that if we concentrate on and think about what's going on, and we can take advantage of it, we have a lot to gain. So, first of all, the first Eis Ratzon is that Rabbi Matisyahu Salomon used to always say, he said, there's a very special tefillah that we say when we start taking out the Sefer Torah. We say it's tefillah, Baruch Shmei Demar Alma, and Kesach Vasach. It's a beautiful tefillah if you look at the words that we're blessing Kadosh Baruch Hu when we open up the Aron to take out the Sefer Torah. We say a tefillah Baruch Shmei. And we say it in Aramis because of Malachi Asharis. The Malachim don't understand Aramis, and therefore we don't need, usually we need the Malachim to help us take our tefillahs up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But now when we open up the Aron, we don't need to say it in Lashon HaKodesh that the Malachim should help us bring the tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We could say it in Aramis. Aramis is the only language that Chazal tells us that the Malachim don't speak. So we say Baruch Shmei in Aramis, because the tefillah goes up straight to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the question is, what's so unique about that tefillah? You know, that the halacha is generally, you're not supposed to be mafsik. You shouldn't speak between Shemoneh Esrei and Tachanun. That's the halacha. There's a famous gemara that one of the Amoraim was Rabbi Yochanan, no, Tanaim, Shemun Gamliel with Rabbi Yeshua, that one of the Tanaim wanted to daven that another colleague, something should happen to him, and so it just so happened to be that his colleague was his brother-in-law, it was his wife's brother. So his wife, what she would do every day was that she would come to him between Shemoneh Esrei and Tachanun, and she would talk to him so that his Tachanun didn't have the same power, didn't have the same force, because if you speak between Tachanun and Shemoneh Esrei and Tachanun, then you lose the koyach, the force of the Tachanun. That's why, actually, it's brought down. That's one of the reasons why you shouldn't talk during Chazar Sashat. Because if you're talking during Chazar Sashat, you're also talking between Shemoneh Esrei and Tachanun, obviously. But Al Kapodin, so even though you're not supposed to be mafsik between Shemoneh Esrei and Tachanun, but the tefillah of Baruch Shmei, when Tzibur opens up the Aron, you're supposed to say that tefillah with the Tzibur, the tefillah of Baruch Shmei. And it's a very, very chashuv tefillah. So why is it so chashuv? Why is it an Eis Ratzon? So the Matzilah Salmi is that we say is because when Klal Yisrael opens up the Aron, to take out the Sifrei Torah, so it means Klal Yisrael is getting ready to learn. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so excited that Klal Yisrael is getting ready to learn that he's ready to hear whatever you're going to say. You can say a tefillah in Aramis, and he's going to hear it no matter what. He's very excited. So Matzio used to always say is that the beginning of the Zman is like a Zman of Psichas Ha'aron. You're opening up the Aron, now everyone's getting ready to learn. All the Bachrim are going back to yeshivas, and everyone that was here is going back, everyone that was away is coming here, and everyone's getting in the mode of starting up to learn again. That's a Meridika Eis Ratzon in front of their Bnei Shalom. And that's true by any time you start a new Zman, you start a new time to learn, it's a Meridika Eis Ratzon. Because we're very excited about that. But the emes is that there's another reason why right now, Chav Tes of is a Meridika Eis Ratzon. And in addition to the Haskalah Zman. And that is that there's a well-known minig. The Mishabur actually even brings it down, but it's a well-known minig to daven tefilas Yom Kippur Katan before on Erev Rosh Chodesh. every erev Rosh Chodesh to daven a special tefillah with slichas and everything, that it's called tefillas Yom Kippur Katan. Because every erev Rosh Chodesh is a zman kapara for all the averes that you did that month. And therefore, you say the slichas and you get kapara. Some people even fast, whatever it is. But there's a minute to say a kapara slichas on erev Rosh Chodesh, which is erev Yom Kippur, which is called Yom Kippur Katan. But the Matan Ephraim brings down that even those who don't normally say it every month, but on erev Rosh Chodesh Elul, many more people have the minhag to say it. That's what he says. So I was wondering, why is it that erev Rosh Chodesh Elul, there's a special minhag? It's not just, you know, people are in the mood, you know, it's a Matan Ephraim, he brings it down, it's an old minhag already, that erev Rosh Chodesh Elul people say tefillah Yom Kippur Katan. So Shaz, what's the pshat on that? What's the pshat on that minhag? Now, by the way, just interesting, if you look in the Mishnah Berurah, people will think, well, listen, since erev Rosh Chodesh is Friday, so we said the slichas today already, Thursday. So the minyanim that said the slichas said already Thursday, so what am I giving this whole drasha that it's Eis Rotzen because it's Yom Kippur Katan, it's very far fallen, but the emes is it's not true, because if you look in the Mishnah Berurah, very interesting thing. Mishnah Berurah says, he says that if you're going to say slichas and fast, then you should say it on Thursday, which is today. But if you're not going to say slichas, and all you're going to do is fast, because it's erev Rosh Chodesh El, you want to fast erev Rosh Chodesh El, that you could do Friday also. That's what Mishnah Berurah says. He says, v'imchal b'yom vav, oisen sh'omrim slichas yis'anu b'yom hei. V'oisen sh'enomrim slichas yis'anu b'yom vav. So you see that tomorrow is Yom Vav, is also has a shaykhis to this man of Yom Kippur Katan. So the shaykh is, why is there a special Indian of Yom Kippur Katan on Rosh Chodesh El? So thinking about it, so the first thing that came to mind was I was by the dentist today, and just cleaning all the things you got to do ben azman, you know, the things you got to chaburay ben azman. So I went to the dentist for a cleaning, and the first thing he asked me was the hygienist was when's the last time you got your cleaning, because there's a lot, you know, it didn't seem like it was that recently. So I, whatever I answer to that question, but you know, I was thinking, well, what's the big deal? You know, I'm coming now, so I gotta go. If I'm gonna get it clean, so what's the difference? How often you come? He says no, but if you wait too long, so you got all this buildup, and it's very very hard to clean it out. So I was thinking that if we come and show up, Elul. You know, that, well, okay, here we're ready to do tshuva, but we have built up everything from the whole year. It's kind of hard. So you take erev Rosh Chodesh El, which is to clean up a little bit of what we did last month of, or whatever. So we come in a little bit, you know, we've cleaned up a little bit, and then we could start working on El and thinking about everything we did the whole year. But it's not like, you know, you can't just come in and say, I'm ready to do tshuva. You got to build it slowly. So I was thinking maybe that's the pshat, why there's a special inyan to do tefillas Yom Kippur Katan erev Rosh Chodesh El. But that was just what I was thinking while I was in the dentist. But then after I looked at it more, it seems like there's a much more yisoides dikur reason. And that is that erev Rosh Chodesh El, Chof Tes Av, is a very, very special day in the history of Klal Yisrael. It's a day that's mentioned by Rashi in last week's parsha, in Parsha's Ekev. That it says, Moshe Rabbeinu is describing the whole story that happened when Klal Yisrael sinned by the eagle. So what happened? They got the Torah Vav Sivan. Moshe Rabbeinu stayed up for 40 days, which ended on your Shivas of Atamas. He came down with the Luchais. He saw that they did the eagle. He broke the Luchais. So he had to go back up for 40 days to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be willing to give the Torah again a second time. He had to go up for 40 days to daven. So Rashi says, when did those 40 days end? He says, B'ois Aliyah Nisakafti Abayimim Nimtz Ukolim B'Chof Tes Ba'av. That 40 days after Shavuos Batamos is Chof Tes Av, is today, is tonight, Chof Tes Av, is the 40th day after HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Klal Yisrael, after Moshe Rabbeinu davened, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should even be willing to look at Klal Yisrael, look at us again, you know, we send it to Egel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I'm finished with you, I'm going to start Klal Yisrael over again. Moshe Rabbeinu said, went up, davened, finally, Chof Tes Ba'av, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, okay, fine, I'll listen to you. He was Nisratze he had rotzen to Klai Yisrael, he was nisratze to Klai Yisrael on the day of the 40 of the 29th of Av, which is tonight. And then he said, we'll give the Torah again, and you'll stay up for 40 days again, and finally Yom Kippur, which is 40 days from today, and Moshe Rabbeinu came down with the second Luchais, and that's when Klai Yisrael accepted the Torah. So the middle 40 days, which was the time that was looking pretty bleak for Klai Yisrael, ended today, and the days of Ratzon that Kodesh Baruch Hu said, you know, I'm going to be Nisratza over again to Klai Yisrael, that started from Chav Tes B'Av and went all the way through Yom Kippur. So that's the original source for Elul, that this month of Elul is a special time of Ratzon, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed a special pleasure with Klai Yisrael during the Chodesh of Elul leading up to Yom Kippur. But that started on Chav Tes Av. Chav Tes Av is Erev Rosh Chodesh Elul. So Erev Rosh Chodesh El is a special Zman of Ratzon, more than other Erev Rosh Chodesh. There's a source for it in the Pasuk itself. So to go and ask for Kapara on Erev Rosh Chodesh El is very appropriate. It's very appropriate. So even if those that missed the Slichus, which was yesterday, which was today, Thursday, we said the Slichus, but that was Chav Ches Av. Chav Tes Av is tomorrow, is tonight, tomorrow. And the Mishnah Berurah says that a person can be Nisan. I'm not suggesting people do Tanis, but HaKomunit is a Zman for Tshuva. It's a special Zman for Tshuva L'Chayra, based on this Rashi. So, now, if we think about a little bit, in that light, that this is a special Zman and we want to take advantage of it, so we want to think a little bit about what is the Zman that Elul is all about. Well, what's Elul here for? You know, we want to take advantage of the time, but what is it about the Zman of Elul that we want to take advantage of? And my Rebbe used to always say that just like we understand that here it's hard to understand it, but it's much more clear in other places. But is that in the physical world, there's a concept of seasons. There's spring, fall, not just like, you know, summer the whole year. There's spring, fall, winter. There's seasons, and with each season, there's a certain physical metzias that comes with the season. Right? During the winter, it gets cold, it gets dark early, there's certain fruit that's going to start ripening in the spring, eventually. So each season in the physical world has a metzias, has a certain zman to it. So in Ruchnias, there's also seasons. There's certain zmanim, that mitzad the zman itself, there's a certain, it's called the sgulas hazman, there's certain things in the air that it's a season for that. It's a season for Ruchnias also. And Elul is a season. Elul is a certain season that we said. It's a period of time, 40 days from when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm going to accept you again till he gave us the Torah. It's a season. And on one level, of course, it's a season for tshuva. But more than that, I think specifically, if you look at it, it's the time that we want to have ratzon from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ratzon from HaKadosh Baruch Hu means HaKadosh Baruch Hu desires us. He wants to be with us. He desires a relationship with us, and we want to have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not just about tshuva and getting a clean slate and HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgiving us, but it's about developing ratzon, a certain pleasure, a certain wanting, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanting us. That's really what Elul is about. It's not just about the tshuva itself. As a matter of fact, it's very interesting. The Rabbi Yoina says that tefillah, when he's listening, Rabbi Yoina is famous, you know, although I think here also we learn Rabbi Yoina for 5 minutes, I think, before Meir. But Rabbi Yoina wrote a Shari Tshuva, which is a handbook for tshuva. And he wrote over there 20 principles of tshuva. He writes only three of them are ma'akiv, only three of them are unequivocally necessary to do tshuva. But he says that one of the ikrim of tshuva is tefillah, is to daven. And in explaining why is it so necessary to daven, he says a very interesting thing. He says, because someone could really think like this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could tell someone, listen, you did averus, all right, I forgive you. You're not going to get punished for the averus, but I don't want to have anything to do with you. He could still say to the person, listen, all right, you did something wrong. It's common. You find this, you know, a person, you could have two partners. You know, one guy did something wrong to the other. Eventually, Erev Yom Kippur, he goes over to me, says, no, I'm sorry. He says, all right, you know, I can find it in the goodness of my heart to forgive you, but I'm still not getting back. We're still not going back in business together. Right? I don't want to have anything to do with you. I'll forgive you, but, you know, stay away from me. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu could really say the same thing. You say, listen, you're doing good tshuva, you did something wrong, I hear, so I'll forgive you, but don't come to me and say, well, now I need this, and now I need that, and let's... No. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could still say, I don't want to have anything to do with you, Chas V'Shalom. So the Rabbi Yoina says that one of the things that a person has to daven for as a Baal Tshuva is that aside from the actual kapara, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should still have rotzayn. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should still want to have something to do with us. And this concept of rotzayn, I think that is really, if you think about it, that's really what Elul is mesuga for. The Zman of Elul is all about developing this rotzayn that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to have a relationship with us. That's the acronym. What's the most famous acronym for Elul? There's a lot of them given in Chazal. What? Ani l'doidi v'doidi li. That Aleph Lamed Vav Lamed. Ani l'doidi v'doidi li. That I am for my beloved and my beloved is for me. And the idea for that is that there's a certain relationship that we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And developing that relationship into our rotzayin, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't have to do with that's really what El is all about. And I was thinking, actually, it's very interesting. If you look in the Psukim in Ekev, which is the parsha we read last week, I think that this concept goes over and over again in Ekev, because Ekev is full of beautiful Psukim and everything like that. But if you think about it, there's really very little, there are very few mitzvahs in the whole parsha of Ekev. There's only one mitzvah in the parsha of Ekev. What is the mitzvah? Anyone? In the whole parsha of Ekev, Birkas Hamazon, V'chalta V'savalta V'rachta. That's in parsha of Ekev. But parsha Re'eh, Kiseitze, Mishpatim, not in that order, Shoiftim, Kiseitze, there's full of mitzvahs. In Ekev, there's no mitzvahs. In parsha's Ekev. But it's full of psukim about it goes on and on describing the history of Klal Yisrael, it's describing something here. But it doesn't tell us what to do about it, right? So it's a little interesting book. There's a couple of psukim here which I think tell us a little bit about what this parsha is all about, which I think is very timely for El. And I think if you want to take like one thread, what is the parsha all about, parsha's Ekev? It's about the fact that we have a relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kodesh Baruch Hu was telling us, listen, I'm going to give you mitzvahs. Parsha's Re'eh, this week's parsha, probably most of the mitzvahs out of any three parshas in the Torah, the highest concentration of mitzvahs is in the next three parshas. I'm going to give you plenty of mitzvahs, but first, in this parsha, let me tell you a little bit about the relationship that we have. And there's a couple of psukim here, which I don't think you'll find anywhere else, these types of psukim. There's a pasuk here in the beginning of the parsha, parsha's Ekev, very interesting pasuk. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells you, he says, it seems like it might have been difficult for us in the midbar. Maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Yisurim and everything, but what does the Torah say? V'yadata in lovavacha, ki kasher yaser ishas benoi, Hashem alakach miyasreka. And Hashem tells us, you should know that I give you, if I chastise you, if I give you Musar, it's like the way a father gives Musar to a child. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us, well, you know, it may look a little harsh what I'm doing, but don't worry about it, because I'm like a father, I'm doing like a father does to a child. I don't think you ever find anywhere HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us, kind of answering up why he's doing something. He's explaining to us his activity, his actions. And it's fakir. Usually, Moshe Rabbeinu asks HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why do we find tzaddik v'ra'loi, v'rosh v'toivloi, why do we find that bad things happen to good people, Hashem says, don't ask me that question. I have a cheshbon, I take care of things my way. And here HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us, by the way, if it looks harsh, don't worry about it. I'm doing it like the way a father chastises a son. I'm doing it because I love you. It's a very unique pasuk. And the reason that the pasuk is in this parsha is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us that we have a relationship of a father like a child to a father with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there's over and over again, there's a psukim that deal with this. If you look in the parasha, not going to go pasuk by pasuk, but there's a whole bunch of psukim go along these lines that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us, listen, we have a relationship here, and in order to do the mitzvahs, you have to understand that. That's the aleph of understanding it, is understanding the relationship. And I think that's really what Chodesh El is all about. There's, I think I may have said it once before, but there's very interesting remez in the Zohar for the Zman of Elul. You know, the Zman of Elul is not really mentioned anywhere in the Torah. You don't find a specific mention. I mean, what I said before is that that's the last 40 days since Moshe Rabbeinu went up till Yom Kippur. That was the Zman of El. But is there a remez anywhere in the Torah to the parasha of El, to the concept that El is the Zman of Tshuva? So the Zohar HaKadosh says an amazing thing. He finds a remez to the parasha of Elul in a parasha which I think that if we would have to think of a parasha, I think this would be the last place that anyone would think that there's a remez for tshuva or anything like that in this parasha in the Torah. Which parasha? It's in the parasha of the Yifas Torah. What's the Yifas Torah? The Yifas Torah is the non-Jewish woman that is taken captive by a Jewish man in war, and she eventually converts. And the Torah tells us the process, how can we convert and eventually marry this woman. So in there, it describes this Yifas Torah, this woman's feelings towards her, you know, she's been taken captive, she misses her family, she misses her father, she misses her family. And what does it say? It says, "Uvochsa es avia ves ima yerach yamin." She'll cry out to her father for 30 days. So the Zohar says, "Da chadasha de elul." This is a remez for the bechia of the neshama during the zman of elul. So what does that mean? I mean, we're surely not talking about tshuva. We're not talking about thinking about what did you do wrong and, you know, fixing what you did wrong. Tshuva, I mean, she's not thinking, well, I don't want to do Avodah Zarah anymore. Fakir, she wants to go back to do Avodah Zarah. What does that have to do with El? El usually trying to fix up what we did wrong. The crying of this Yifas Torah has nothing to do with what we would typically think has anything to do with El. You know, El, you think over, what did I do wrong? Look at the checklist, look at the Mishnah Berurah, look over, try to fix up what you did. What does that have to do with this? But the answer is that what this woman is crying for is that she's longing to go back home. She's longing to go back to her father. So the neshama during the Chodesh of Elul just wants to feel that relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And the same way this woman, she just wants to go back. She wants to go back to her father. So the neshama, that's what we're supposed to feel during Elul. Let's feel connected back to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Let's connect ourselves and feel that relationship and cry out, like the shofar, back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, you know, we want to go back home. In the Bali Musar, they say a very interesting thing. It says that it's brought down. A lot of, they say that the Talmidim of Rabbi Sol Salanter, by the way, Rabbi Sol Salanter was... He was the one that developed the Musar movement, which means the concept that across the spectrum in all yeshivas, the concept to actually think about midas and think about what we're doing wrong as opposed to just, you know, learning, but also thinking about Musar, thinking about how to improve ourselves. That was what we saw Salanter's Chiddush. But one of the things that we saw Salanter's Mechadish in his Hesped on Rabbi Sol Salanter, the Simcha Zissel Mikelm, the Simcha Zissel is the Alter Mikelm. So he was his biggest Talmud. So Simcha Zissel Mikelm, he said in his Hesped on Rabbi Sol, he said Rabbi Sol was Mechadish, he reinvigorated the world with the concept of El. He taught us what El was all about. That's one of the things that Rabbi Sol accomplished, is he taught people what El was all about. But one thing that Rabbi Sol Salanter used to tell his Talmidim is that during Elul, you should learn 18 hours a day. His Talmidim should learn 18 hours a day during Elul. Now, the question that everyone had on Rabbi Yisrael was, I mean, Manavshach, if they could learn 18 hours a day, so they should learn 18 hours a day the whole year. And if they can't learn 18 hours a day because they're going to be too weak and they're not going to be able to sleep and eat and they're not going to take care of themselves, then they shouldn't be doing it Elul either. You know, a person has a Seder Ayoyim, they should keep the Seder Ayoyim. Like the Brisker Rav, Brisker Rav would always take, at whatever time it was, 8:30 or 9 o'clock at night, he would always take a 15-minute walk. I think it was 10, 15-minute walk, a brisk walk, you know, to keep him, and that was something he did. So, right before Ne'ilah, on Yom Kippur, he goes out and he starts walking. He says, why are you taking walks? He says, it's my time, it's 9 o'clock, I have to go take my walk. Right before Ne'ilah, so he says, why are you taking it now? He says, well, if I don't think that it's healthy for me, then I shouldn't take it the whole year, it would be bittul Torah. It's Torah says it's what I'm supposed to do, so I have to do it right now also. You know, there's no chilukim. So that was the kashan of Rabbi Stroll's Talmidim. Why did Rabbi Stroll tell his Talmidim that on Elul they should learn 18 hours a day? So I saw him, Nosson Vachtvogel, who's a Mashgiach in Lakewood, so he said, because in Elul, they talk had enough koyach to learn 18 hours a day. Meaning, he said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu during Elul gives people extra koyachs. And the reason for that is because of this concept. And Elul is a special zman of Ratzon. It's a special zman that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us, I have Ratzon, I want to be connected with Klal Yisrael. That's the segulas hazman of Elul. So if a person makes an effort, I'm going to help them more than I would usually. So if a person is going to make an effort to do extra, then well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give him the strength to do more. So on during Elul, they talk out the karach to do 18 hours a day. So that's why it's very good that the Haskol of Daf Yomi is now during Elul. Everyone's getting all excited. Daf Yomi, so Elul Viazmana Kataka, that everyone the Ebershah will give everyone karech to do it, and once they do it, they'll, you know, Mitzvah continue. But Rabbi Aaron Kotler used to say also that Elul, a person can accomplish a lot more than usual. But the point is that the reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives extra koyches in Elul is because that's taka zman that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants our avoda. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the avoda and he wants to have a relationship with us. And therefore, if a person makes those strides, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give them the extra strength and the extra koyach to do more. But there's one. I think if we would have to speak about this, is very general. You know, this is a general concept that El is a zman that a Kadosh Baruch Hu to get more rotten from the Eibishter. But I think if we have to pinpoint, you know, if there was one inyan, I would say that specifically would fall under this category. And it's interesting. I just put in my car a tape. I still have a tape recorder in my car, so. A tape of a shir, and he was speaking exactly about the same inyan that I was going to mention now, and that is that if there's one thing I think that we could that really would fall into this category, which is something that we can all kind of think about in our own lives, is the concept of what's called mitzvah sanashim milumada. Mitzvah sanashim milumada means is that a person does mitzvahs, but they do it without thinking about it. You know, people go through the motions constantly, and they're just, you know, we're so accustomed, Baruch Hashem, we're accustomed to it. We're accustomed to just doing things, because that's our Seder Hayoyim. We get up in the morning, we go to shul, we put on tefillin, and we're not even thinking about what we're doing, that we're doing mitzvahs. We don't even realize what we're doing. And I think that they say someone came to his rabbi, and he got very, very nervous. He got very nervous because He had a very scary dream. So the Rebbe says, what was the scary dream? He says, the scary dream was that I saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I saw the Eibishter come to me in a dream. He says, whoa, that's not very scary. But, it's not so bad. Maybe, you know, Chazal say that if you think about something during the day, that could be the reason why you had the dream. So maybe you had the dream that HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to you because you thought about HaKadosh Baruch Hu during the day. He says, I'm telling you, that can't be. I didn't think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu the whole day. I got up, I learned, I davened, I benched, but I didn't think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm telling you, that can't be the reason why I had the dream. So that's the musig of mitzvah sanashim milumada, that a person, you know, can constantly be going through the motions, but not thinking b'chlal, but what they're doing. You know, not thinking about is it a mitzvah that I'm doing? I'm doing this because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to do it. And during a zman of Ratzon, which Elul is a zman that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is waiting for our avoda. So the mitzvahs that we do, it's a perfect time for us to think, well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do this mitzvah, so I'm doing it because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to do it. That's really something which I think, out of everything that we can do, I think this is the easiest thing in a way to do it. We're not talking about doing more of anything. We don't have to necessarily do more learning or more davening. But just the things that we do, we should just pay attention a little bit to what we're doing. On this tape, he said over from Shalom Shadron. Shalom Shadron used to say that there were two Yidden that were talking, and one Yid says to the other Yid, he says, he starts kvetching to him, and he starts kvetching to him, I'm so afraid. He says, Vos vet zayn mit unzera averis. What am I going to do? What are we going to do about all of our averis? So the other Yid tells him back, he says, the averis, that's not such a big deal. How many averes do you have already? Yeah, you're a pretty good guy. Anyway, if you did an averes, you can do tshuva. Says the shail is nicht was wird sein mit unserer averes. The shail is was wird sein mit unserer mitzvahs. The problem isn't so much the averes. The problem is the mitzvahs that we do are no good. You know, we do what we can do. We're not, you know, Baruch Hashem, we're aware of many things. We're aware of Lashon Hara. We're aware of what we're supposed to eat and what we're not supposed to eat. The question is, though, the things that we are we doing it with the understanding that this is a mitzvah? This is the Ratzon Hashem. This is the opportunity for us to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every time a person opens a Gemara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is talking to you. Every time a person opens up a Siddur and he davens, you know, there's halachas. You know, if anyone's learning brachas, there's halachas that tefillah is different than Kriyas Shema. You have to wear different clothing. You know, a man says he's allowed to say Kriyas Shema without a shirt because there's no erva there. So therefore, you're allowed to say Kriyas Shema without a shirt. But tefillah, you're not allowed to say without a shirt on because tefillah, you're standing with the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I'm not saying that you know should show it to show without a shirt. I'm just saying, but the point is that during tefillah, tefillah has a halacha that you're standing with the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So all these things is just, the pshat is, we're doing it anyway. Let's think a little bit during Elul that this is a zman. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to come to daven to him. He wants us to get close to him. So we're davening, we're talking to the Eibishter. That's the opportunity for us to be able to get that korva to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's another nekuda also. This is a little bit tiefer. That Nefesh HaChaim says that there's three parts. I mean, all the mepharshim is three parts to a person. There's the guf, and in the guf, we're the same as a behema, basically. You know, whatever, more or less. That's what Chazal say. We're a combination of malach and behema. In the guf, we're like a malach. We're like a behema. But the difference between us and a behema is in the neshama. The neshama is the koyach of the machshav of the person. To think about what you're doing. So, al pi the nefesh haChaim, I was learning this with Chaim. So, al pi the nefesh haChaim, l'chayra, if you look at the words there, it's mashma, that if a person does a mitzvah, let's say a person does a mitzvah only with the guf, but he doesn't think about what he's doing. So l'chayra, he's not doing the mitzvah with his neshama b'chlal. He's only doing the mitzvah with the guf because he's not thinking about his ma'aseh. If you would turn off his neshama and he would wake up in the morning, he would also go and do the same mitzvah because he's so used to it. It's like kimat his habit to do this. It's something that he does out of instinct almost. So he's not doing it with his neshama. So it means that the whole kedusha of the mitzvah of the neshama, he's not doing it with that. V'haraya. What's the raya? The raya is because lo'alina, if a person's l'mashal an oinin. So an oinin is a person that lo'alina loses a karev, and he has and until the kvura, until the burial, he's potter for mitzvahs. And many people, what they comment after they're an oinin is that they say is that a person who's an oinin is potter for mitzvahs. They're not allowed to say brachas. They're not allowed to wash their hands for that's a shaila. But point is, you're not allowed to do any mitzvahs. You don't say any brachas. You don't bench. You don't make a bracha before you eat. They don't do any of that. So many people comment that even when they were an oinin, they made brachas on their food because they didn't realize that. What they were doing, they just take the food. So when you put the way you eat something, a salad, you put the fork in the salad, you eat it. So you also say something, you know, you don't even realize what you're saying. So I saw in a sefer, that's the biggest raya, that you're not even doing it with your neshama b'chol. It's just instinct. So as a person can be so accustomed to it that we can be doing it in that way. So you know, if I think we could suggest one inyan that's appropriate for this, is just that we should all, I mean, Hashem, try to be more aware of our ma'asim, and the mitzvahs that we do anyway, I mean, Hashem, we should try to just be more aware of that. The you know, like I mentioned in Parshas Ekev, there are no mitzvahs. There are no mitzvahs in Parshas Ekev except for one, Birkas Hamazon. But I think that Birkas HaMazon is really, in a way, Birkas HaMazon is not really a steer to this, because Birkas HaMazon is really the one mitzvah, I think, which helps a person. It's mamash this idea. Birkas HaMazon is where everything that a person does, he thanks the Kadosh Baruch Hu. He thanks the Kadosh Baruch Hu before, after. Birkas HaMazon doesn't just mean Birkas HaMazon, it means all brachas. Brachas, if we think about the brachas that we make, it's an opportunity for us and everything that we do to connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Baal Turim says, that says, Uboisid Brachun, In one of many times it says in these parashas that you should be dovok to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So one of the times, dovok means you should cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So one of the times it talks about dveikus in the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's tagim on the kuf. There's an extra crown on the kuf, if you look in the Torah. So the Baal Turim says, why is there a crown on the kuf? It says a crown on the kuf because it's a remez to mea brachas b'chol yoyim. Kuf is gematria 100. And it's a remez to the 100 brachas that you're supposed to say every day. And what the Baal Turim is saying is that the way for a person to cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to come close to the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is by saying 100 brachas every day. Now what does that mean? It means that you're not just saying the bracha. You're saying it and you're thinking about it. So that means everything that a person does is an opportunity to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And you know, I think in a place where Baruch Hashem, many of the basic yesodis, you know, we hear so much about and we're aware of, and Baruch Hashem, people are trying their best in many areas. So the thing that we could try to think about is our attitude while we're performing the mitzvahs. And Mitzvah Hashem, if we coming in to this Eis Rotzen, to this Zman Choftes of, and then El, this is Zman of Rotzen, if we all Mitzvah Hashem makawa upon ourselves something and think about it, it's a Zman for us to be Moitzi more Rotzen from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And with that, we will start now this Zman of Rotzen and be Zoichel of Asoif to Aksiva Chesimah Teva.